It's working? Okay.
Sorry.
We can't start? Oh.
5 seconds.
Okay. Hello, I'm Fraser. I come from Australia, work at Red Hat on identity management and PKI solutions. And yeah, talking about Kerberos PK init protocol. So I'll give an overview of the Kerberos authentication protocol, then I will discuss PKInit, what its advantages are, how it works, and a short demo. Then I will discuss the security considerations and give a demonstration of a recently discovered attack against the implementation of Kerberos PKInit that we have in FreeIPA. So Kerberos is an authentication protocol based on symmetric cryptography. It's a single sign-on protocol, so you can authenticate once per day, for example, and using a token from that initial authentication, you can then authenticate to additional services, hosts, or users in the organization's infrastructure. It was started at MIT in the late 80s. The current major version of the protocol is version 5, and it came about in the early 90s. The most recent IETF document describing the base protocol is RFC 4120, and that was from 2005, so even that version is nearly 18 years old. But there have been many extensions and enhancements since then. The major implementations are MIT Kerberos, Microsoft Active Directory, Heimdall, and FreeIPA, or Identity Management in RHEL, which uses MIT Kerberos under the hood with some additional extensions. The parties in the Kerberos authentication protocol are the client, the key distribution center, and services. So the key distribution center, or KDC, consists of two services that are